Mesechtes Uktzin, Perik Beis, Mishnah Aleph. The Mishnah continues to learn about the halachas of a yad and a shomer for Peris. It seems to be a well-known fact that in certain situations, as long as a pit is inside the fruit, it somehow prevents the fruit from decomposing. We see it very clearly with the avocados. When you cut an avocado, if you take out the pit, it oxidizes and turns black very quickly. If the pit is in there, is mixed into the mashed up avocado, it somehow protects it and it prevents it from rapid decomposing. So, similarly, the Mishnah says as follows. Zeisim shekafshan, a person pickled olives, bitarfehen. He left a little bit of the twig that's attached to the zeisim with, along with their leaves. So, are these leaves considered a yad or a shema for the pri? The Mishnah says tahirim, they are tohor, they will not become tamei if the olives become tamei, because the reason why he left these on is not for the purpose of handling the olives. The fishalei kafshan, he didn't pickle them with these, leaving the leaves connected. Elo lamara, only that it should have a nice appearance. It should look nice on the plate. You put it down, the olive with the tail of the leaves, it has a nice look, but not because in any way is he going to use that part to handle the olive. Kishois shel kashois, the little hairy substance that grows on top of a cucumber, the hanetshala, with a little flower that's on top of it, when it buds, when it grows. So even if it remained there after the cucumber blossomed, or you say is fully ripened, tahora, it remains tahor. It does not have a property of a yad nor a shema for the actual cucumber. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda disagrees and he says, Kol zman shehilif nehataga, as long as the cucumbers are sitting in a showcase in front of the person who sells it, at that point it is considered yad tameya, then it will be tamei. Why? Because the number one, the for handling purposes, the tiger, the salesman or the storekeeper would like people to handle the cucumber by moving around the cucumber by pulling or tugging on the little things that protrude from the cucumber, and not by handling the cucumber itself, because the more people handle it, the quicker it's going to rot. So therefore, in this case, it would be a shema. Mesechtes Uktzin, Perik Beis, Mishnah Beis. And here the Mishnah deals with pits. So first of all, the Mishnah tells us, Kol Hagalinon, all types of pits which are contained inside the fruits or the vegetables, big pits, metamois, will become tamei if the outer fruit becomes tamei. Even though no contact was made with the pit itself because it is totally encased inside the fruit, nevertheless, it's considered a yad. It's considered a way of handling the fruit. Now, why is this a handle for the fruit if he doesn't make any physical contact with the pit? So the Mefarshim say, and they explain, that when one holds a fruit that was pitted, there's a certain softness, and by picking it up, he can damage the fruit. Versus if the pit is intact inside, it gives the fruit a firmness and an easier way to grip the fruit. Therefore, it has halacha of a yad. So the Mishnah says, metamois u metamois, it has the halacha of a yad, which means if it becomes tamei, the fruit becomes tamei, and vice versa. However, v'lo mitztarfes, it doesn't have halacha of a shoyma in a regular fruit, and it therefore is not mitzaref to the shear of kebeya in order for the fruit to be mitam or something else. Kalina shel reitiv, when we have the pit of a date that has become soft, in other words, it's overripened. So afapishi yoitza, even though part of the pit is exposed, and maybe it was squeezing a little bit out of the fruit, which happens when you squeeze on the fruit. Nevertheless, mitstarfes, it combines itself with the shear of the fruit in order to form a kebeya, because it is considered a shema, as we mentioned in the Hakdama to Mishnah Aleph in this perik, that the pit in certain fruits has a property of preserving the fruit, in this case as well. Shal yevesha, what happens if it's a dried out date and the pit happens to be inside? So then we don't see any relationship between the pit and the fruit. So therefore, in such a case, einam mitstarfes. It is not mitstarf because it is not viewed as a shema of the priest. So what protects the inner part of the fruit in that case? Well, the pit has a membrane around it. And the metzius is that as the fruit dries, the membrane separates itself from being a sac around the pit and adheres itself to the fruit and protects the fruit. So therefore, l'ficha chaisol, this membrane which encases the pit, shel yevesha, of a dried out date, mitzarf, it's protecting the actual fruit, and therefore we mitzarf to the shear of a kebeya. But v'shel reitiv, as long as the fruit is soft, so then its membrane ain't mitzarf, it doesn't combine itself with the fruit, because it is not the thing which protects the fruit, rather the pit. And therefore, the pit in that case is mitzarf, but the membrane around the pit is not. Galina shemiktsasa yoitza. When you have a pit that is partially exposed, it's partially protruding from the fruit. So the halacha is shekneged oichel mitzarf. The part of the pit, which is in line, in other words, still encased with food around it, it's mitzarf because that is protecting it. But the part that's outside has no protective properties to the fruit, and therefore it's not mitzarf to the shear of a kebeya. And similarly, the Mishnah tells us what happens if a person has etzem, a bone, chiesh olav basa, right? Let's use a chicken drumstick, for example, that the meat encases the bone, and he for sure, it's quite normal for a person to hold onto the bone in order, or he grasps the meat with the bone together, and it gives him a good hold so he can eat it. So shekneged oichel mitzarf, the part of the bone which is encased with meat, is not only a good handle, but it's a shema as well for the meat. It helps hold the meat in place, and therefore, it's mitzarif to the shear of kebeya. Hoya olam mitzalechad, what happens if the meat is not totally wrapping itself around the bone, but it's only from one side? So the Mishnah says, machlaikas, Rabbi Shmuel oimer roinoisoi. We do an estimate, and we see that if we could trim off some of the meat which is on the one side of the bone, and have enough to totally encase, redistribute it, and have enough to encase the bone. Ki'iluhu makifa b'tabas, it's as if it's totally surrounding it from all sides, like a ring, and therefore it would be mitzarif, and the bone inside would be a shomer for that, and it would collectively be considered toward the requisite shear of a kebeya. Chamayim shekenegar oichel mitzarif. We only take into consideration the part of the bone which is covered with meat, but the outside or the underside of the bone which is not encased with meat would not be mitzarf. Kigoin hasiya ve'ezav akornis. These are different types of grassy herbs, like hyssop and thyme, that on the stalk the bulk of the edible part grows on one side of the stalk and the other side is bare. So in this case as well, the side that has beard is not mitzarf, and the side that is encased with the edible part would be mitzarf.